Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is part two of Hump Day with Swanee and Friends. It is. Righto. Part one was Tom Morris. He was fantastic.
Yes.
Mm. Part two, just got some listener questions. We'll kick off with this one from Jamie. Why is this podcast a week late? I've had to talk to my family of late.
Dame?
Would you like to talk to the people?
Why did we do a podcast last week?
Oh, man, I had some stuff going on last week, which is, you know.
Hang on. You had some stuff going on for the 1 hour that we had. No, possibly the biggest guest we could have got booked in for.
I actually seen him yesterday. Did you
explain yourself to him?
So it was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Hang on, stop. To our listeners, we had Hamish McLaughlin.
Right. Booked.
Was kind enough to rearrange your schedule, and we rearranged
our schedule. So I rearranged my schedule then. So I had past players Wednesday night, which escalated a bit. But before that escalated, I was meant to go. But car got stolen. Car got stolen. I got stolen.
It wasn't your car, was it?
No, it was unfortunate. It was Chaston Kia's car. So then I had to go deal with that. I have to go to fucking Tarnie, which I don't even know what it is. So
why were we in Tarnie?
That's where it got towed to, where all the fingerprint and shit was.
Oh, okay.
And I probably wasn't eligible to be driving, so I had to fucking get someone to get a lift. So, but they, trust me, I fucking felt worse than anyone that day. It was horrific that Thursday, yes.
Out of guilt for not doing the show?
Yeah, absolutely not because of that. Because I had to trudge around in places I don't want to be in. Truganina, Tarnie.
Well, but why did you have to cancel the pod though? This is what Sam and I can't.
Well, how where else would I have got it? Because Friday I was busy. The weekend ain't
what
happening.
What about
I was busy Monday. I was busy all day yesterday. Today, today's my one day off. The shit needed to happen.
Our podcast wasn't until 3 p.m. Dave.
I know, and I was in bed till fucking midday.
So there's the real issue. Set an alarm and get up. Get your shit
but
done.
But was it till midday? Yeah, we get there. That's what I mean. The Wednesday night got away from me, but I had to do stuff, and I was planning on doing that in the morning and then coming here, but I had to switch things around because Wednesday night got away from me.
Right.
Sam, were you angry or disappointed?
I was...
Wow, I couldn't even
reply to your message.
You would have slept in.
I would not have slept in.
I said you could have. You could have had a day to yourself.
Do you know why? Because me and my family, along with Ralph and his family, all moved shit around for it. I even moved another gig down in St Kilda to a half an hour later.
You two could have done it without me.
Well, actually, we couldn't because what I did, I thought, there's two ways of doing this, Sam, isn't there? When something like this happens, you could collectively own it.
Yes.
Or you could blame Dane. What should I have done in that situation?
Blame me. Yeah,
and
no
we
problem.
Blamed Dane.
Yep. So I took a screenshot of your message to us and I sent it to Hamish saying, we just got this from Dane.
I seen him yesterday.
Yeah. What did he say?
He said, thanks for getting me out of that podcast.
You're full of shit.
He's like, thank fuck, I didn't have to do that.
Correct, because I thought, how would I have looked if he turns up
and thanks so much
for coming. Look, Swanee can't make Swanee and Friends podcast that you agreed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. When did you see him?
Today. I said him Monday. At Nobu. We had for ball magnets or something, and Dabble must have been sponsoring us. So it was a freebie, unfortunately. But so it was like me, Juddy, Jimmy Bartel. Juddy actually hasn't asked why he hasn't been on yet. He's very excited to come on this podcast at some stage.
Sure.
Crawford hosted it. Hamish. went there. He's very much like Eddie. Fucking reeled off about 15 minutes at the start of stats and Brownlows.
Oh,
he knew who won it, but he led everyone into a tie, so he tricked us. So we all thought the tie was good, so we jumped on the tie. Paddy Cripps popped in. Tom Mitchell popped in. So it was obviously a fair few Brownlow medalists there. Just a probably 50 people, 60 people downstairs at Nobu. Just quick little... Well, it was a three-hour function for fuck knows what. But
did you notice that the way Sam, you had to... I think you might have missed that, what he just said. So he said it was for Dabble, so it was a freebie. Yeah. That he's already contracted to. Yeah. Is that a freebie?
No, it's not.
No, I wouldn't think that's a freebie.
You're getting paid, Dane. You're getting paid. It's
not,
in your
not in an envelope, I certainly wasn't.
That's not how you normally get paid. Sound not
I know, but this week is exactly how I usually get paid. This week is exactly how I usually get paid.
Surprised they got you there. Yes. I'm surprised that you didn't go to them. I'm so sorry. I've got to go to Tarn Eat.
I was very close. I was very close.
So this is a follow-up. Rick's also asked where
we were. I actually saw, so the gig that I had afterwards was with Fev. And he's like, you're early? And I was like, yeah, because your mate Dane's got other fucking plans. And he goes, what do you mean? And I told him what you said. And he goes, he just didn't want to go to his own podcast today. And I said, no, I actually think his car was stolen and he's in Tarnit. And he's like, there's no way he's in
Tarnit. Legit, was
it? Could not believe that you would be in Tarnit.
Fuck, I could not believe it. I fucking plan on ever going back to Tarnit. Mate, fuck, what a disaster that was.
You said the past players got away from you a little bit. What was the past players' function like?
I thought that was in Tarnit.
Was that when Ed was made a life member?
Yep,
was he?
Yep. Ed came out. Ed was sat on our tail for 7 minutes and got up and fucking just spoke for about 40 minutes, mentioned everyone in the room. We don't need to talk about how incredible Ed can get up and talk. He thanked everyone, mate. I thought we all nearly put our boots and runners on and ran down and fucking started playing a game of footy. Mate, Jesus, he made us feel good. He's bringing hairs on the back of your neck standing up the way you talk, but.
Tom said that he...
I'm talking Samantha.
On the 20th podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's my podcast, Samantha.
I'll come back.
He started welling up a bit. I just tell he fucking loves it. Yeah. That's why he was the president. It was a job of giving the most stress, the most hours, you know, had no sleep, and it was the one he got paid zero for, and it was the one he loves the most.
Well, you should learn from that, Dane.
Yeah, no. Well, do you want me to be, I'll be president. He was very good. We went out. Then Benny Johnson decided to take set afterwards. So I'm never going to pass players again.
Well, next time your family will be here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'll be hamstrung. But it was it was good. It was a good night. Good to see a couple of the old boys. Some like guys that I hadn't seen obviously in a long time, but I played with early on in my career. It was nice.
Such as
Steve McKee. Seen him. He came out and had a look. Wakeland, who else? Like all lot of 1990 people were there. Guys who played three games from 1930. So they're all.
Who are the funny fuckers from the 90s?
Who's good?
It'll be the Shorey era.
Yeah, Tony was there.
He was coached. But
very hard to get a word in with all those boys. Ronnie Weirmouth was there. He Desi Tudnam, BT did the roaming Brian sort of thing, got around and spoke to us all. So Ronnie Weirmouth got mentioned a lot. He was pretty comical. Desi Tudnam thinks he's funny.
Still fit?
Yeah. Hardest handshake in the world. I try to avoid his handshakes. He tries to break your fucking hand all the time. There's a couple of others that... trying to tell gags that I forgot who their names are, but no, it was good. It was a good night. I think there was about 100 there, 100 past players, which I don't know whether that's good, bad, or indifferent for other clubs, but this was the first one I think since pre-COVID, so it was nice to all get together. They've invited us all to like training on Thursday, but unfortunately I've got prior commitments, Ralph, so I won't be there. But
you're going to be in Tarnit.
I'll be at the College Lawn for anyone, me, Toby Green, and my manager will be emceeing. Hope he's not taking 20% of my envelope, but we'll see.
He's getting paid to
You're expecting an envelope, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he's double dipping.
Yep.
But I'll be there Thursday, so unfortunately I won't be able to go watch the Pies train. Mm. Yep.
So this is from James. Where was the Brownlow tweets last night? Now, what the fuck's going on, Dane? I mean, people, you've built a brand. So
I have. Brownlow tweets. I have, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So I didn't. Do it obviously because I was sports, but obviously don't work for those who shall not be named anymore. I work for Dabble now.
You just named them.
Yeah, sorry. I figured that as soon as I said it. But I don't work for them anymore, and that was the one thing they basically loved of me a year. So basically all I did, they paid me an exorbitant amount because they didn't use me for the rest of the year for some reason, which I was available, but they wanted me to do that. And they said, they got like 80 or 90% of their engagement on Twitter for the year off basically off me. So obviously they had a reason for paying me to do it. Dabble didn't ask me to do it. We did a – which I would have, no problem, if they had asked me, but I had to do a live stream. We're on SEN, so they were a bit worried when I jumped on the radio, so it was live streaming for SEN.
Oh, in the crowd there. I walked past.
No, yeah, but it was back at Dabble's office. Yeah. So we had to live stream, and then through the Dabble banter chat, they had us like on a stream, which is very weird to me. But so I had to do that. So I put a pile up. So I told Heath, I said, what does fucking make me do that? I can sit at home, I can sit there and do that because it's what the people want. So I think, God willing, next year that I think the Twitter will be back because it's such a long, boring night. All they get, everyone just listen to the live stream on Dabble and you can hear everything I'm saying and stuff that isn't being cut on the cutting room floor because it's too edgy, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Or comedy is too edgy for some people.
Your comedy. It's comedy.
It's easy to knock the Brownlow, but A, it works because everyone fucking watches it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I wouldn't watch it if I didn't have to work.
Well, it's a perfect thing to have on in the background.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, at the end of the night.
To actually watch everywhere. But it's also, from a TV production point of view, you don't want to be doing anything edgy because you can only fail.
Mm.
So everything's so boring because it's line and length. Mm. That's not criticism.
Mm. And we got Lachie Neal too, like Miles Fitzner, the guy who hosted. He got us all on Lachie Neal, so.
Well, there you go.
That was nice.
Some other night.
Well, yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
What'd you think?
What's it?
What'd you think? Do you think something needs to change? Like how? No. No, I'm not talking about the actual...
Give the umpires stats.
Of course. It can never be taken away from the umpires because that would be ruined tradition.
What would be the thinking of not giving them stats?
Oh, I've got no idea. No, Joel Amati got three and he got subbed off. So Nathan Murphy had 10 touches and got one vote.
This is what I think. Let's have a look at the numbers. Oh, yeah, probably that was stupid. Or this is what I think. Yeah, he's got
an or they need, like I said on Twitter, they need to film discussing it. Like so they can go back through the archives and go, right, over this Horn France gets 3, 5, and 10 touches, whatever it was. Put it up, and this is them discussing it while they thought it was in. Now they might have got him confused, and you think, well, that's a fuck up. But
yeah.
Otherwise, you think, is there something funny going on, something illegal going on? If like some people getting votes when they absolutely shouldn't have, but you know, it's not Lockie's fault.
So the umpires would have to, because they would say, we're not going to let anyone film it because then that's a security thing. But if the umpires film it themselves, everyone can fucking hold a camera, a selfie.
Yeah, no, they can say, put it exactly where the fucking votes go.
That's like, what I mean.
Put a little USB cord in where the vote goes. No problem. But like, people smash Lockie for it, but it's not his fault.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't ask him to vote for him. He
could have won last year.
Yeah, he's a wonderful, wonderful player. I'm not sure he's going into the Ablett and Judd.
Yep.
Mold of all time grace. He's going to be in Hall of Fame, obviously, no problem. Like he's a Hall of Fame, no problem. I'm sure he's a Ablett Judd sort of mold, but it's not his fault that he won it.
For memory, Bieber is the Brownlow judge on expected performance.
Yeah, probably.
Well, the D's got the double. We won the expected premiership, and Christian Petrarca won the expected Brownlow.
A bit flat, you reckon he was? Bottom pally, bit flat.
I went to Melbourne, Sydney. If he didn't fucking win the game for us, was one of the greatest games I've seen.
What about Goulden?
That's right. Mm. So
he had 42 and kicked 2.
Did he get a vote?
He got one.
He got one and Petrarca got none.
None.
Who won the game? Oh, my God.
Yeah. What would three have done for him?
Nothing.
wouldn't it?
In the end, nothing. Yeah, that's why I thought, thank fuck, yeah. I lose that. Mm. But it just showed. Yeah. But that's an anomaly. From Tommy, I tickled my baby brother's toe today. Mum said, can you wait till he's born? Oh, fuck. Should have read that one first, sorry. This is from Cosmo. Dane, is it coming home?
Premiership.
Football, is football coming home?
You were confident a couple of weeks ago. Whoever won that match.
I am, and I'm still sticking with it. Like, McStay going out hurts, I think, because they've got some good tall backs. And 29 degrees actually might be tough because they live up there in 29 degrees. It hasn't been 29 here since fucking February. So whether that plays a part late in the game, they fatigue, cramp, you never know. I still think they win. I think it's probably going to be closer now than what it was 3 weeks ago. And, you know, but as much as people seem to think, when my money's on the line, I'm as fucking objective as the next person. Don't worry about that. Like, I'm not just throwing money away. Brisbane are clear. I think the line should be $1.09. I think it's just about should be a pick 'em. I think the MCG is probably why we're just in front.
Yep.
In the odds. They're clearly the informed side, but I think it can be skewed because they play so well in the Gabba.
Mm.
So I think their form is skewed a bit because they're unbelievable. If the game was at the Gabba, would no point in playing it. Like they'd win that by a street. Oh yeah, I still think we can win. Collingwood have just found a way. People might not say they've played ugly footy or they haven't played well or they can't score, but they fucking locked up GWS, who were the tsunami, for 15 minutes. No one could score. Put it like the ball's got kept in the middle of the ground. So they have trained for this. They know what to do. If the game's close, I think they find a way to win. I think Brisbane get MCG, not a lot of corporates, maybe 60,000 Collingwood supporters, probably 20,000 Brisbane, and the rest will be corporates, be loud. I think hopefully Brisbane get overawed. So I'm going back to where it all started for me.
1-39.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
That gives two for the Norm Smith. I'll go my two first.
What do you think of the game?
I will back Brisbane because of the MCG stat.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a fuck of shit. Because
at the line or one out?
Bit of both, but I'll also have Collingwood and Brisbane both. Collingwood will be my save over 15.5.
Yeah.
Because grand finals is usually blowouts, but usually it's two, and my best will be for Brisbane over.
So who do you think's winning? Who do you think's lifting the cup?
Brisbane.
Right.
But not with huge conviction.
No.
Yeah, I think it's generally just about a pick 'em. Yeah.
So Norm Smith, the media vote on the Norm Smith. They love a story.
Mm.
So my two stories are Jordan Ngoi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Lachie Neale.
Yeah. Well, that's.
If he plays good, they're going to say, well, there you go. He's a
thanks for giving us the two favourites for the Norm Smith. So I would have said...
Are they favourites?
I would imagine.
I haven't even looked.
I have no idea, but I would imagine. Geordie... If we win, Geordie has to play well.
He's a match winner.
If Geordie plays shit, we can't win. He's the one... Nick's obviously a match winner, but Geordie's the one who... You've seen him last week. He gets the ball out of a stoppage. He's the one with no Tay Adams. He's got that grunt.
I'll keep Darcy Moore on side.
And he can burst out of stoppages. So... Nick Dacos, Geordie, Lockie, they're the three. So Nick Dacos for $4. if Brisbane, I think they might put a little, we don't tag whether it's a big fucking week. Brownlow, Norm Smith, only Dustin's ever done it, am I right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Oh, right. Brownlow, Norm Smith.
Premiership.
Let me think about that.
Bartel?
Maybe Dipper.
Dipper, okay. So no,
Dipper didn't win Norm Smith.
It's very, very hard to do. So I'm crossing Lockie Neale out.
Right.
Geordie's $6, so...
What's Darcy?
34s.
Oh, that's a massive over. Right, let's think about it. If Collingwood win, thick. You can see Darcy taking eight intercept marks.
Yeah. I'm going to say Charlie Cameron because he got old ups up there. Like, he could get over the back, kick four, kick four or five. So he's 21. But apart from, Geordie, but they're short.
I didn't know how short, though. So I'll save on Neil and Goey.
Yeah.
Save on them.
Yeah,
I'll back Cameron and Darcy.
Yeah. So I'll save on Geordie and Dunkley at 12s.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take Charlie Cameron because I think he's very quick, get out the back.
He's on.
Yeah, it's very hard to stop. And Tom Mitchell, 34s. He could just have one of those games where he has 35, what I mean? Like in and under on probably play on Lachie Neale. If he stops him, has 10, 11, 12 clearances, gets it out, ends up having 35 managers, which he can do. He used to have 50 on his ear.
Mm.
So if he gets a lot of midfield time, and kicks a goal. And we obviously can't forget the old boiler. He plays well in big games, Scotty.
Oh, yes.
Like, he just fucking finds a way to...
Well, the media would like that story.
Exactly. Yeah, well, exactly. But I've just named about five people, but the favourites, obviously, for their reasons, but yeah. For odds, Cameron and Tom Mitchell.
Well, I'll go Cameron and Darcy amongst the big odds. Swanee, how on earth is Daisy on TV in the Brownlow and you aren't?
Mate.
There's a plethora of reasons.
That's why I've...
Because the Brownlow goes on at a certain time, and if Dane's stuck in Tarnheit...
It's Tarnheit, Samantha. The T is silent.
You would know.
I don't know. I don't know who he's got photos of at Channel 7, but he's making his way up the ranks, isn't he? He's a fucking popular man, Mr. Thomas.
Now, I don't know. Why have they just directed you at this of you, Sam? No. It's fine. But as in, well, when you ask all of us, who would you rather sleep with, Daniel Andrews or Mark Robinson? That's from Chris. Dane?
Well, I'd hate fuck Dan. Donkey punch him or something like that.
Oh, God.
Well, hang on. What do you mean? Who would you, Samantha?
I don't know if you can say
from,
that.
What from
you,
why? Bartholomew, why wasn't Dane at the Brownlow?
It's a hypothetical question. Answer the questions for our fans. You couldn't have Robbo Lane on top of you, could you? Sweating and wheezing and that. Could you?
No.
Right. Well, maybe we have to hit you. Maybe we have to hit Ralph from behind then.
Why wasn't Dane at the Brownlow? Dane, why weren't you at the Brownlow?
Well, if he got hit from behind, well, I don't know. But
why
were
you?
Sure.
Why weren't you at the Brownlow?
Well, wasn't I at the Brownlow? Because I dress for comfort these days. And I don't like wearing suits. I just don't. Well, one, I have to work it these days. But maybe in like 10 years, I might go. 20 years, once I don't know any of the current players, I just feel like an idiot going back there. Like, hey, how you going? Yeah, 1-1. How good am I? Like, maybe my son in 10 or 20 years, or my mum wants. I think my mum's dying to go at some stage, so I might take her fucking, you know.
Well, Daisy, when it all they actually down. Showed it on my show, the Cheap Seats, last night. They highlighted Daisy talking to everyone's mum.
Yeah.
He thrived on talking to
everyone's
mum.
No, yeah, he's a, he's a motherfucker, isn't he?
What other podcast gives you this type of gem? All right, we're short for time, so we better finish up with a couple. The Brownlow's irrelevant since Swanee's won it, so that's
correct.
We'll make that a statement.
Oh, I believe that.
Yes. A couple will combine here. Can you give us a clean sweep of math, science, and the ponies, please, Ralph, from Tris and from Viney? Ralph, will you be picking money up for ground special? So
Viney, Jack Viney.
Viney Anthony. Without a fight, add that to your stable from Saturday in the Caulfield Melbourne Cup and Solcombe. They were just fucking huge, and I still think in secret it's net currently $11. I'm big I wish I win fan for the Everest, but in secret it's just ridiculous odds each way. So that's a couple of futures little plays there. So Dane, Saturday, where are you?
I'll be out the ground. Haven't exactly figured it out yet, but I'll definitely be watching it. They're probably my goal pass seats.
Yes,
yeah, on the wing level too. There.
Well, go Pies for you.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Yes, I picked him round one. They've got to get up, surely.
Victim round one.
Is it about you?
Yeah, it's about me.
Okay.
Okay, sweet.
Swanee and his friend
Sam. Samantha.
Surely.
They win, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. Well, if they don't, it's not going to ruin me week. But, you know, if I can, we'll
I have a question
on.
For you. Will you be wearing any black and white merch?
I wear mostly neutral tones, so I'll probably have either a white T-shirt and black shorts or black. Or okay, vice versa. But I ain't wearing any Collingwood stuff, no. People know who I am, Samantha. I need to fucking know your support.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.